This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Being joined now by former Packers offensive lineman Mike Wall. Follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68. Are you back in Germany, Mike?
Hey, Sparky. Yeah, I'm full-time here right now, man.
Woo-wee! So how long are you there versus how long until you're back? How does that work?
I think I'll come back for Christmas or something, but I'm here until this time next year.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You must love it if you're still there. I mean, there's got to be aspects of it that make you want to stay there. Because aren't you normally based in, like, Texas?
Yeah, I'm usually in Texas. I'm out here. I'm doing some work with the European League of Football. I love it. Yeah, it's a great atmosphere. Obviously, anytime you get to experience different cultures and whatnot, I think it's, for me, it's personally enriching. But this is, I would liken the landscape very much, very similar to actually the Midwest of the U.S., climate, so maybe a little more towards Seattle. People are super nice. Food's good. No complaints yet.
That's awesome. All right, Mike, I wanted to get you on talking about this Packers game that we just saw. And I want an offensive lineman perspective specifically on this deal. So help me understand the false starts that are consistently being an issue. And in this game, it wasn't just them. It was the wide receivers. Jacobs is swaying in the backfield. I mean, it was kind of across the board. What do you attribute it to at this point? And then what would the coaches say after a game like this if you had played in something similar?
Well, I would attribute it to, I think, first off, they're probably doing a lot of checks to the line of scrimmage. Particularly with the rain, with the, not understanding, Detroit came out in a two shell and let them run with eight in the box, with the Packers run with an extra tight end in the box. And so I think after those first couple series, you saw them change up a little bit, and the expectation is Matt LaFleur is going to kind of put probably one or two plays in the Kittle for Jordan Love at the line of scrimmage. Maybe he wants to change, make some options. And sometimes all that communication, all the switching, all the motions, like all that stuff, the timing of it tends to have, tends to create some issues. And then obviously you factor in the weather. I think there's some more things going on there. The other thing is obviously anxiousness and anticipation by different players. After that game, when you go into something like that if you're just having these problems, some teams have these problems and it's largely due to the rhythm of the snap count or the lack thereof, or maybe you're playing against a really good player, but teams that have these issues, it's kind of tough to fix overnight. So it's one of those things that you want to harp on as a coach, and you want to instill some discipline and accountability during practice. But at the same time, you don't want to make it a focal point because it is, in offensive line terms, it's the rule of three. If it happens once, it's going to happen two more times. So you don't really want to think about it too much during the week.
Talking with Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman. Follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68. When we start talking about them playing roulette, essentially, with this offensive line when somebody gets hurt. This is something that's happened in Green Bay forever, so it's nothing new here. But moving Jenkins to center and then taking your first-round pick, Jordan Morgan, who for the most part, has been a right guard for this entire season to this point, and asking him to go play left. Charlie Uzit, my producer, played college football, and he was just saying, like, it's completely different. Your steps, everything changes once you decide to make that move with Jordan Morgan.
Yeah, but you got to remember Jordan Morgan played left tackle for multiple years in college, so it's not that big of a departure from a forward standpoint. And, I mean, all the calls are the same. Obviously, getting used to playing next to Rashid in between those two is different. The leverage points, everything that you're going to have to deal with, I think from kind of a human perspective, is not too different. The fact that he had been there for multiple years in college kind of helps him out, I think, a little bit. But, you know, he's really the swing guy right now, and that's the – you know, it's the price you pay for not winning the starting spot against Sean Ryan. Sean's kind of established himself, I think, at least in the medium term here for right guard. And, you know, Jordan Morgan's the one that has to make the transition. You saw, obviously, with they have a really good player, Aleem McNeil. I'm a big fan of his. And, you know, he kind of showed out a couple times against Jordan Morgan and a couple of the other players on the offensive line. But you're playing against a good player, so that footwork is going to be a little bit different. And, you know, I don't know how well he was going to handle him, you know, playing at the right guard position, but certainly playing left makes things more difficult.
Are you a fan doing it that way, or would you rather have seen them take a guy like Jacob Monk, who you drafted, has got a ton of college experience, stick him in there at center and leave the other four guys alone?
Yeah, you're trying to play your best guys, so I think that's ultimately what they decided to do. You don't want to make two positions worse. Now, moving Jenkins to center probably makes center better, to be fair. He's probably a better center than Josh Myers. He just happens to be a better guard than he's a center. But, you know, generally speaking, you don't want to make two positions worse. So I would prefer to just move Monk in. I think the problem is, one, Monk hasn't gotten a lot of reps, and so we don't really know what we're getting there. And then you're playing against the top team in the division, and you're playing against a team in some really bad or adverse weather conditions. And I think, you know, probably all of those things factor in, maybe nothing more so. This is the simple fact that you haven't seen a lot out of Monk since preseason. And you got to play your best six guys. Jordan Morgan's proven that he can play in the National Football League. And so moving him over there, while none of these you know, situations are ideal, you it's kind of funny. You have to watch the game and go, well, Elton Jenkins being a pretty good center, actually. So maybe that's the only thing that comes out of this.
What about the idea of them kind of going away from the run sometimes with Matt LaFleur? I mean, that second drive, he breaks off a couple runs, Jacobs, and then he watches the rest of the drive with a parka on. Then the third drive, same thing, has a couple of good runs, and then he watches the rest of that drive, which I think was another 8 or 9 plays after they pulled him, and didn't finish that drive either. I was yelling at my TV in my living room when this was going on, going, he's averaging like 9 yards a carry. Why are we even going away from him? I realize you want to use Jordan Love because he throws the ball and you spend all that money. I get all that. But especially in those conditions, it just made sense if the offensive line was moving people to continue to run the football as much as possible.
Well, the two tight ends, Kraft and Sims, are doing a really good job single blocking. I think that's the reason they had a lot of yards early in that first and early second quarter. I think he had almost, 80 yards in the first quarter, and they ended up for 95 on like 13 carries. So, yeah, that's always a head scratcher. You know, certainly when you got these younger, new generation offensive coordinators, head coaches, they're going to want to throw the ball and kind of show off their toys. I think the thing that's difficult is, you know, I think Jordan Love finished, what were his stats? It was, you know, 39 some odd passes. I mean, some kind of ridiculous number given the situation. And what do I got? 23 for 39. Yeah, 273 in a pick. So he drops back 41 or 42 times during a game where it's pouring rain outside. Guys are having guys are having trouble completing passes, catching the ball, and he's thrown off his back foot on a couple of things that, you know, probably were easy completions in dry weather, or if he just, you know, plants his feet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
So I think those questions are super valid. Just from an offensive lineman standpoint, you're playing in a slop game. This is one of those games you really enjoy going downhill. I think the advantages for the offense in a game like this, especially if you're willing to run the football, Josh Jacobs is jump cutting so well in the first couple drives that these things are always a head scratcher. But I'd imagine, Sparky, you go into that game, you don't know how bad it's going to be raining. You're going, look, these guys are going to play a ton of man. They have to bring pressure because Hutchinson's not there anymore. We're going to carve them up with deeper routes. And, you know, the reality is that just didn't pan out. They played a lot of cover four. They played a lot of two shell. And, you know, the passes that he did drop back for, a lot of them was just ended up being check down. So, one of those things where maybe you're sticking with your game plan, where maybe, you know, it's time to change and just adapt. I remember looking specifically at the run pass ratio, and she was kind of going through it yesterday or this morning on my show. And it's like 20 through 40. I mean, got 80% of those are passes. It was a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, no question about it. The other thing is these drop passes from these wide receivers. I believe they're first or second in the league right now in drop passes are the Green Bay Packers. And when you have a quarterback like Jordan Love, now again, I understand some of them are behind receivers, but if they're hitting him in the hands, everybody likes to say that you're supposed to catch it. Other ones should have been caught, like the Tucker Kraft ball, that should have been caught. Wicks had one, that at least one, that he should have caught. The one in the end zone behind him, I don't know about that one, but that one on the right sidelines, he definitely should have caught. Did we overrate the receivers a little bit, do you think? Did we expect too much improvement from the receivers coming into this year after how they finished last year? Because I feel like from a fan perspective, everybody thought they were going to get more from this receiver group.
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't known that they were a disappointment. I'm really impressed with that group. I think they're one of the better groups on the football team. But they do have drops. Listen, when you're having drops in the rain in particular, and your quarterback's thrown off his back foot, and maybe the passes aren't as accurate as usual. The disturbing thing is, if you just look at generally, how did we handle the football? Well, we had a bunch of, I wouldn't even call them errant snaps. I'd just say we had a bunch of ball handling problems at the quarterback position. We had a bunch of drop passes. We're the outdoor football team who plays in Lambeau year round. Yep. It's very confusing that a team that's played indoors, they play indoors as a team, and then they played indoors, I think, every game this season up until now, can come out and perform better. From what kind of cleats they're using, what kind of gloves they're using, just maybe they're practicing out in the rain, they're practicing with wet balls. I have no idea, you know, what the case is in Green Bay, but we've brought this up before because they played poorly in the rain before. Are they doing a good job of just preparing to play in those weather conditions? Or are they going inside and kind of making it an easy week? You know, it tends to look like they're doing the latter and not the former, but again, I'm not around, I don't know.
I was on Mason Crosby's show earlier today here on The Fan. He has a show from 9 to 11. I was filling in co-hosting with him earlier. And him and I were talking about the idea of coming off of a bye week. Sometimes maybe coaches overcoach a little bit coming off that bye week and want to change almost too much coming out of the bye week after they go through everything with a fine-tooth comb. Your thoughts and your experiences over the course of time with the teams that you played on coming out of a bye week and what that's like for a player?
Anytime you give coaches extra time to prepare, they're going to use the time to get and hang out with your family. Remember why you do this. Sometimes they don't do that. They'll go back in their office and they'll still stay on the 4-hour sleep a night schedule and try to watch as much tape as they can. So you might come up with two or three game plans, and it's just unfortunate, honestly, because I don't think it makes you any better. The hope is as you're going into this bye week, get the Packers players get some well-deserved rest off, so maybe they come in Wednesday or Thursday. Really, that time off is what I think everybody cares more about than whether the coaches go through the stuff with a fine-tooth comb or three or four times. When they come in on Monday, I think of next week, they'll probably go back to a normal schedule. You hope that they have a game plan that's going to be concrete at that point, get Tuesday off, and then head into a regular work week starting Wednesday. And there is certainly a scenario where, because what they're going to do, Sparky, is they're going to go through the first half of the season and they're going to self-scout every single play that they've ran and try to make some adjustments off that, so they're not as, so the statisticians can't pick out their plays by formation or anything going forward. They want to mix up some stuff, and I think that's very productive. But when you start kind of getting a little bit too far into the weeds, is sometimes when these guys get in a little bit of trouble. It's like, keep it simple, stupid. Let's just block and tackle really well.
To that point, one last thing, and that is, you have Vrabel already helping out on that coaching staff, a former head coach, and now mm-hmm. you add Salo, as reported over the weekend. He's now a paid consultant for that coaching staff as well, and Matt LaFleur has said he's helping the offense, not the defense. So having two former head coaches, as a fan, I'm like, that's great. That's a ton of knowledge that Matt LaFleur can use, yeah. But can it be too much information adding those two guys to what you already have as a coaching staff?
Yeah, it's interesting. I would, I guess, if I didn't know any of that information, I just took it for new, I would say maybe you bring Vrabel in because Vrabel's got something that nobody else on that staff has, just from a kind of a grit perspective, ex-player, really, just kind of known as a tough guy, real sharp, brings a different style, certainly, than Matt LaFleur has. So that part of it's kind of interesting to me. Bringing in Salah, I've heard how good of friends they are, and they've lived together and all that kind of stuff. You're just doing your buddy a favor. That's, the NFL is still really a good old boys club to some extent, and these guys are just helping each other out because they all know they might be in the same situation. So I don't really take that for a huge advantage. I know when I was in Miami, we brought in some friends of the program a little later on, and really it, I think it hurt the team or hurt the coaching staff more than it helped, but maybe some other people feel different. I don't know.
He is Mike Wall. Follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68. Tell everybody about your podcast, everything you got going on.
Yeah, man, we're doing the Block Party podcast still, and I have to be honest, I'm having some real difficulty with, I don't know if it's German internet or microphone, but we're working on those problems. Still breaking down a ton of film on these games, though. It's a lot of fun to talk about this team. I think, for me, I'm having such a good time over here breaking down the defense and what that Jeff Hafley defense looks like this year, the intensity they're playing, the second-level defenders, how much better that linebacking room has gotten, and obviously what the safety room brings to this defense and this locker room in general. So having a lot of fun with that. Check that out anywhere you get your podcast. It's on YouTube on the Process to Perform channel. A lot of fun.
Mike, thank you so much as always, man. Enjoy Germany.
All right, Sparky. Thanks, man.
All right, bud. Take care. There he is, Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.